Good morning, church. I got a lot of things running through my head right now. One of the things that I'm running through my head is that I'm late. You're all looking at me with an expectancy of, well, let's get going. Well, we're here. We're ready to sing. We're ready to praise the Lord this morning. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you once again that we've made a conscious decision to be here in church again. And Father, we know that you're going to reward that this morning, that as we're going to press in toward you now with just the first part of the service of just giving you praise and worship, that Father God, we'll be able to press in toward you in spirit and in truth, exactly the way that you want us to come to you. And we thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build a church that our Lord is waiting for. I have cried so many tears in all my years. I've been through so many things nobody knows. But this one day I know, no matter where I go, always there, and He drives away my tears. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. I can see Him coming back in glory. Yes, He's coming back for you and me. Singing victory I shall be, won't you come and join me? Our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for.
Works
heart shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Soldiers of the cross, lift high His royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, His army shall He lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this His glorious day, ye that are men now serve Him against unnumbered foes, let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in His strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer, where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To Him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Saved by grace. When the rapture comes, I'll be taken from this place. But while I'm here on earth, I'm gonna preach the word, and I'm not gonna stop till everyone has heard. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, and that's what makes me whole. Well, Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my King. All I want to do is just worship Him and sing. I used to pray by minutes, but now I pray by hours, 'cause when the Holy Ghost comes down, He gives us all the power. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, and that's what makes me whole. If you are in bondage, He will set you free. If you are blind, He can make you see. Devil, take notice, you better turn and run, 'cause in the name of Jesus, the battle has been won. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, and that's what makes me whole. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, and that's what makes me whole.
You agree with that?
That's my
Is that a beautiful song? Once in a while, we walk into somebody's house, somebody else's house, and, you know, it's a strange feeling because it's not your house, but the person says, welcome in. Someday, we're going to walk into God's house in heaven, and we're not going to feel out of place. We're not going to feel timid. We're not going to say, hey, God, is it all right for me to come in? It's like it said, and when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus, my soul died to save. My lips shall still repeat. There's not going to be any shyness there.
Overwhelmed with with gratitude for the chance you've given me to live a life of praise to you. I am so thankful for the faithfulness you've shown to me and for your loving care and that you're always there. Lord, I raise my hands to you. Opening my heart to you, trusting that you'll always do the thing that's best for me. Lord, you are my reality. I'm moving higher to that place in you where I am free, free from worldly ways. Lord, I need you more each day, opening my heart to you. Living my life for you, there is nothing you won't do. As I seek your spirit more to bring me closer to you, Lord, I'm climbing higher to shine my light into this land. Your love is shining through as I am seeking you, living my life for you. Raising my hands to you, overwhelmed with gratitude for the chance you've given me to live a life of praise to you. I am so thankful for the faithfulness you've shown to me, for your loving care, and that you're always there. Lord, I raise my hands to you. Opening my heart to you, trusting that you'll always do the thing that's best for me. Lord, you are my reality. I'm moving higher to that place in you where I am free, free from worldly ways. Lord, I need you more each day, opening my heart to you. Living my life for you, there is nothing you won't do. As I seek your spirit more to bring me closer to you, Lord, I'm climbing higher to shine my light into this land. Your love is shining through as I am seeking you, living my life for you. I love thee, I know thou.
The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. I humble myself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift me up. O Lord, we surrender all to you this morning. We are yours. We've been bought with a price. And we ask you, Lord God, use us, send us. Not our will, but thy will be done. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for having it your way, Lord. Let it be your way. Let the Holy Spirit have his way today. Not only now, but when we hear the word, when the pastor preaches, let it be a move of your Holy Spirit upon him. Let the anointing be upon him. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. Let us be led today by the Spirit of God. For they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. Today we want to celebrate Jesus, celebrate. Hallelujah. We want to lift up the name of Jesus. Glorify the name of Jesus. Magnify the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For Jesus lifted us. Jesus lifted us. He's not a high priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Who at all points were tempted like as we are, but yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in this time of need. In any need there is in this house. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day, for a day of victory. Jesus came. He did not come to condemn this world, but the world through him might be saved. He came to seek and save that which was lost. The thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy, but he came to give us life. And give it to us more abundantly. Hallelujah. He came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. Hallelujah. The Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. And Lord, we thank you and praise you today that we can celebrate. Jesus, celebrate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone now. For we know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being in the form of God, He thought not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, taking upon Him the form of the servant. He became in the likeness of men. And being in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And God high exalted Him, and He gave Him a name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, on things in heaven, things on earth, and things below the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. His name is higher than any other. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And today we want to celebrate Jesus. Celebrate. We want to lift up the name of Jesus. Glorify the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glorify the name of Jesus. For Jesus lifted us. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord, for a glorious day, and a day of victory today, and a day of celebration, and a day of rejoicing in the Lord and the power of His might. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. As we are about to receive this offering today, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our provider, for being Jehovah Jireh, for being the God that shall supply all our needs. According to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus, we want to thank you and praise you that we can trust in you, we can rely on you, that every need will be met, spiritual needs, physical needs, financial needs, they will be met. But let us focus on Jesus. Let us keep our mind upon Jesus. Let us look unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith. Hallelujah. He will never let us down. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is a provider. He is a keeper. He is the shade on our right hand. He will make all things work together for good to them that love Him. He is the reward of them that diligently seek Him. He is the one that no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. And we want to thank you today out of what you have given us. Hallelujah, we want to give to the work of the Lord today. We want to give with gladness. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah, praise His holy name. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, we want also to acknowledge that we are not sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Hallelujah. He is a source. He is a provider. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Lonely people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides a silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we ever learn? People need the Lord. We were called to shed His light in a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing love with one who's lost? Through His eyes our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life only we can share. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we ever learn? People need the Lord. We were called to shed His light in a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing love with one who's lost? Through His eyes our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life, only we can share. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. Lord, people need the Lord. When will we ever learn? People need the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord at prayer time at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And I got a report there to read to you from Germany. And this is from Gina. As you saw, things are going well here with us, and nothing special has happened during the last months. So I did not have to report something of value. It was quite time, and we were predominantly occupied with making the right choice for Sophia's next school. That's their daughter. She will finish primary school in July, and here in this little town where we live, there's nothing but primary school. So whatever we choose, she had to go to another town by bus daily. After praying and considering all the important aspects, we have enrolled her now for junior high school in a town nearby. It becomes apparent more and more that the wish for her future profession is to be a nursery school teacher. That is not a profession that requires to visit university, and so the school we enrolled her in was sufficient for what she needs to do. So we are glad we did not enroll her in a secondary school in Germany. It's called gymnasium because they drill the children terrible there, and they have to learn so much they have no time left to play and enjoy childhood a little bit. Also, we saw the school was paved with ungodly symbolism, beginning with a great dragon right over the main entrance doors. And all three of us had the impression that this is not a good place to be. Since Sophia has very good grades in the school, most other parents cannot understand us and ask why we don't give her a chance to go to the gymnasium to learn more, including having a class in history and geography, taught in French, etc. But we feel strongly we have done the right thing. Sophia is looking forward to visiting junior high school, even though it means we are separated from her best friends, who will go to Gesamtschule. And that's a new thing in Germany. That is, they did in Sweden years ago. It's a school where they take away all grades, and it doesn't matter how bad you are, how good you are, you all just get, either get a pass or you don't pass. So that way you have no more competition, and you dumb people down. Sophia's new school is a small school of the oldest soul that they don't allow girls to come to school, not modestly closed. They have a cafeteria which serves healthy snacks, much fruit and vegetable and salad instead of the usual junk food. These were just little things which showed us that there is someone on top of the school who thinking at least is not totally twisted. We trust God for everything else to work out for good with Sophia's education. Everything else is the same as it was before. People keep contacting us via the website. We are ministering to them according to their needs. Be sure to greet the Resurrection Life of Jesus family from us. Yours in Christ, Gina and Raymond. So, praise God, we got a good report from them, and their website is very busy. All right, we got a few other things here. Thank God for rain and snow. Thank Him for some more. Now, Chris Timmerman, who was here 2 years ago, he was then 14 years old, has now a job in his school. And he's teaching children to play hockey. This is land hockey. He's apparently good at that. So he got his first paycheck. And he told his dad this: I want to tithe, and I want to tithe to Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, because they always ask for money. So I want to help them out. So God bless you, Chris. I called him this morning and thanked him. So here's a young man. He's going to be 16 years old later this year. And he's got his first paycheck. And no one had to tell him tithe. He wants to tithe. So we really want to pray for that man and the man, boy, and bless him. Okay, I'll leave the ugly one to the last. Pray for a very good friend of Norma Tompkinson named Mary Jane, which has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. She is a very committed Christian who has been ministering to others. Pray for Norma Tompkinson's eyes. She has severe dry, she has severe dry eyes and trouble seeing as a result. There's nothing that the doctors can do. She needs a touch from Jesus. So, and she lives in Michigan. Here's a praise report from Canada. Can you stand a praise report? About a year ago, we prayed for a man to quit smoking. And his wife, Lena, she wrote in and said, you know, he's been smoking and smoking and smoking. He wants to quit. He's a Christian. He couldn't quit. For more than a year, Satan has resisted the prayer of the saints. But as of this last month, he has finally quit smoking and is now praising God that he's free from the demons of nicotine. Now, some people have written in and said, you know, if we don't get answered to prayer, you know, we lose faith and so on. Maybe God's not answering. Sometimes we have to pray for some time. And like Jesus said, Paul said, if we faint not in due season, we shall have it. We shall reap if we faint not. Okay, let's talk about the oil. And I want to say this, when we pray for the oil, this is a war. This is not a one-time shot. This is something we do on an everyday basis. And the battle for the price of oil continued to rage, and this week the price went down $3.85 per barrel. Ended up at 103.02. It might seem like we are not making any headways, but this is not a battle. This is a war, and it will go on and on. By staying on this issue and keeping pressure through prayer, we are going to prevail. Remember this, if we faint not, we shall reap in due season. And then we have a special prayer request that those of you living in Europe, let me tell you how things are in the United States. In the United States, the tax day is April the 15th, and that is for the previous year. That is when you have to come up with the final money to pay your taxes. And we have a great need. Last year, normally, every week, we set aside money for taxes. So when the tax day comes up, we write a check and we're done. But last year, the money was so scarce that we paid salaries, rent, we just paid this and that, and there was no money to put aside. So month after month after month, we just didn't have it. And now we're down to crunch time, 15 days from now. Let me read this. The total tax bill for myself is $6,853. Normally, money is set apart every week for taxes, but our income was so low last year, there was no money to set apart. This tax bill is due and payable on April the 15th, and as of today, we have received $3,132.15. Praise God for the 15 cents. That leaves us $3,721 left to go. I am asking all my friends, if you possibly can give an extra gift this month. Now, if you designate your gift to taxes, then what you're doing is you're shooting us in the right foot while you're fixing the left foot. We need to have the regular money coming in normally, and we need help on top of the moment. If you can give extra this month, it'd be greatly, greatly appreciated. All right, let's pray. Prayer warriors, come on up.
Father God, we thank you for the praise report and this letter that we got from Germany for Raymond and Gina and Sophia. And Lord, we thank you that you have led them to the right school for Sophia. And Lord, we ask that you would just bless her as she goes to school and back every day, Lord. Keep her protected. Keep your hand upon her, Lord. Help her as she's learning and studying, Lord. We just thank you for a multitude of blessings upon her as she's going into junior high school, Lord. And we thank you for this. Thank you for the work that they're doing on the German website. Thank you for blessing that family from the parents to the children and everything that they set their hand to. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, that for this ministry, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, you have provided for it. And now we have a need, Lord God. And, Lord, I pray that you would touch each and every one listening in by the webcast, Lord, and all those within the sound of my voice, Lord God, that you would just touch them, Lord God, right now. And touch them, Lord, in a way, Lord God, that they would be able to help out with these taxes, Lord God, that have to be paid. Lord, we have a short time to do it. But, Lord, just as you touch this young man that said that he wants to give because we're always asking, Lord, but you said we have not because we ask not, but we're asking now, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you will provide. And, Lord, bless those, Lord, as they send their money in, Lord God, to help us pay for this, Lord. Bless them, Lord God. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything you're doing in our hearts and our minds and our life, Lord God. And Lord, I just pray that we see a miracle with the prices of oil dropping down. And Lord God, you're the one that does all the miracles, but we ask for them, and then you deliver them. And Lord God, so I'm just praying for a miracle that you would show us something out there, Lord God, that you are in charge of this situation, and you are going to let things drop in this oil price crisis. And Lord God, we give you all the praise and honor and glory for it. And we ask you for your help and your divine intervention in this area. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for another miracle that you perform, Lord, in Canada for Lana's husband, that you deliver him, O Lord, from the spirit of nicotine. And Lord, it's a great praise report, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you answer prayers. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And I have another prayer I want to pray right now. A friend of mine, pastor, came over to the house for prayer for his wife that she has heart problem, and she went to Mexico for operation, and the operation is going to take place sometime this week. But we pray fervently, and I want to pray again today, and I would like each and every person here and those that watch us in the webcast, let us come all in agreement that God will touch this woman in Mexico, her name Maria Rivas, and that she will not need to go through operation, but God will heal her heart, will restore her heart. And let all our friends around the world that watching us come in agreement with us that God will move, will intervene and heal that woman's heart and restore her heart in the name of Jesus, and will be no need for operation. God is able, more than able to do it. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for healing this woman, O Lord, before, and she will not need to have any operation. We trust in you that you, O Lord, you touch her. You touch her mightily, Lord, and bring a healing into her body. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory. And we want to lift up also her husband, that you give him peace in his heart. Take away the grief and sorrow and give him joy unspeakable and full of glory and peace, trusting in you that you are going to do a miracle. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we lift up Sister Norman Tompkinson's before you. Her spiritual eyes have been healed years and years ago. She preaches about Jesus, teaches about Jesus all the time. And we thank you and praise you that she's already been healed in heaven, and it's going to manifest on earth. And all she has to do is trust you and thank you over and over again. And we give you honor and glory for what you're going to do in her eyes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we want to thank you so much for the Timmerman family, and especially that you have touched Chris's heart and caused him to want to give his first paycheck back to you, Lord. Not the whole thing, but the tithe. And Father, we just thank you for him. We thank you for that this came from his own heart and no one prompted him. And we ask you a special blessing and a double blessing, because he not only tithed his first paycheck, but he also wanted to let it come to help this ministry, Lord. And we thank him for that. We thank you for that. And we ask him to be blessed, and that he will be guided by you every step of his life from now on, and he will always look to you first in every decision. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to pray for the email request we got early this week about a family that's going to be evicted. And Father God, you would there intervene and bring in the money, the jobs, Father God, that they would not be homeless. And we thank you, Father God, for the other request that was in that email, that you would also touch that. We want to thank you, Father God, for the rains and the snow we've had so far. And we praise you for that. And we thank you that more is coming, until you have determined that the storehouse is full, and that we have what we need this year to have a great summer, Father God, with food and water plenty for us. And we thank you for your grace there. And we thank you right now, Father God, you answered every prayer here today, Lord. And the smoke is on the altar in heaven. It's going up. And Father God, in due time, each prayer should be answered. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a couple moments for testimony. Bob?
A couple testimonies. It's be more like a praise report. And it's also kind of a little special message to Michael Burns, who'd been praying for the oil for a long, long time. But we know I can't think of the verse right now, but we know that God works his wonders, his miracles to perform, and we don't know how he's going to do it. And we sometimes look at the wrong thing. We look at, it's too many times we've prayed against the speculators in the oil. Well, a lot of those people are just businessmen. You know, we all speculate one way or the other, in our business, in our lives, and so forth. So it's not really that. But what's happening is God is answering the prayer about oil in the United States of America. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, that in parts of the country already, prosperity is falling all over the people in North Dakota. This week, they gathered enough signatures. And boy, I'll tell you, the state hates this. They have enough signatures to put on the ballot to absolutely abolish the property tax in North Dakota. Most of you don't know, in the early days of the Constitution, there was no property tax. No way. They gradually, you know, worked it in. So to make it so that you never really own your property, that's part of the deal. So that's just one little thing there, and they're just living the life of Riley in North Dakota. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that there's a couple places in Texas and in Pennsylvania. Well, now there's 17 more. They're able now to go into oil fields that have been, like, abandoned because, you know, we call that thing, the low-hanging fruit was already taken out of there. It's much like we in California. We know that when the first miners left the gold fields just a few miles from here, the Chinese came in and repanned, if you will, the ore that they left behind, and some of them did quite well in gold. And what's happening now with this new technology is they're going to the oil field, even the oldest ones we had in Pennsylvania, where the first oil well was drilled, and they're getting oil from the shale that they were unable to do prior to the new technology. So some of the people that I subscribe to some pretty high-level things. And right now, some of the really big guys are getting ready. When the time is exactly right, they're going to be shorting the oil prices, expecting them to fall. And, not tomorrow, maybe not the next day. But already we're seeing seeds of prosperity taking place in the United States, statewide. And we also are blessed with the fact that the 10th Amendment Foundation is growing by leaps and bounds. Right? I'll send you that material. And already states are making great inroads into declaring that the federal government has no right to come into the state and do such thing. Utah, I think it is right now, is petitioning to get like 6 or 7 million of acres that the feds grabbed and declare it's part of Utah. So there is a movement afoot that you don't see unless you get a lot of information, but a lot of it leads up to the fact that oil just very well may be dropping. There's also a new fuel. It's called Eagle Diesel. And it's well in the works. It's being manufactured right now. And when it's fully engaged, as little as maybe a year from now, the price of that is going to be at the most $2 a gallon. And cars will be able to run on that. So that's another new technology that's coming in. So God is answering. As far as I'm concerned, I've made that prayer many times, that God to open up the genius of the American spirit again. What made us great in the first place was our ability to live in freedom and to create without the oppressive governments getting in our way. So that's a positive thing that we can look forward to. And now a thing that's kind of personal. I'm going to try to get this out. Oh, yeah, with respect to the lady with the eyes, too. All over the United States and the world, people are having eye trouble and chest trouble because of the chemtrails. They've added some more things to the chemtrails that are making it possible. Diane and I, a week or so ago, awakened to the fact that we could hardly see. Our eyes watered and watered and watered. And, of course, we're in the health business. We did everything we could. But a couple of days ago, Diane came to me. She'd never come up here and do it yet because she's still too shy. But she walked in the office all powerful and said, "You know what? It says right here." Now, we know the verse, right? "Behold, I've given you all the power over the works of the enemy." You know, the rest of the verse, whatever it is, "and you shall not harm you." So she said, from now on, we're just praying that the chemtrails are not going to harm us. Because they are harming people all over the United States and the world now. So anyway, that was, let's see. Now here's the thing. I'm going to try to get this out because this is personal. But it has to do with some of the messages that Pastor John has preached in the last two or three times. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I have dreams. I have a lot of dreams. They're vivid. I mean, you can't believe the things I do. Climb mountains, you know, whatever. Honestly, you cannot believe how fast it switches from one scene to the other. My dreams need editing. I need a dream editor. Anyway. But this had to do with somebody that I really loved a whole lot. And there was a conversation going on, and I said something that was cruel to them. And I woke up and I said, I don't do that. I'm not a cruel person. I would never say that to anybody. I would never hurt anybody's feelings. But I did. And it made all right. And I said, no, I love you. It's fine. And this happened again 2 nights ago. And this time I followed him and we sat down. And he said, no, I love you. I know. And I thought, would Pastor John preaching on that? Do we really love God? Do we really love him? You know? Do we insult him by our inaction and the things that we do? So as far as I'm concerned, I'm getting this out to the world, I guess, I was spoken to by God, and I'm going to do all I can to show him that I love him at all times. That's it.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and close. Okay, Father God, thank you for this day. We thank you for that good word. We thank you for the testimonies, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to sing early on and worship you, and we just praise your name, Lord. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mercy endureth forever.